How can I give my love away? How can I give my love away?
Lynn, in your writing, you don't really do formula. You don't really do all of the most common subjects. It's frequently connected with things that are going on in society and culture. Why is that?
I think songwriting is an extension of what you notice, you know, what's on your heart. So what I notice is how people are feeling and what's going on in the world around me.
What motivated you to write, How Can I Give My Love Away?
You know, it's been a trying few years for all of us in the political landscape, but certainly just globally, how things feel right now. I think everyone's looking for a way they can help, whether or not it's apparent, whether or not it's showing up as arguments on social media or volunteering for a local organization. I do believe that there's many people trying to find a way to be part of a solution. And so the song invites you to think about, what if that was the only question that really mattered, is how can I give my love away? And if you can recommit to that and be flexible about how that looks each day, with the idea of, you know, constructive action in mind.
Was there something that happened that you noticed that was the last straw that said to you, oh, I've got to write this song now?
You know, there's a bridge in the middle of the song where the lyric is, the road ahead need not be clear to keep walking. The conversation need not be a short one. And I think I just realized, like, I've been waiting to write about this until I can see a more clear solution for myself or a more clear platform or way to help. And all I have to do is write a song for today. That's what I can do. That's enough. And so it was really my own frustration with trying to find my own way to be part of a solution. And that's how the song came to be.
We're speaking with Lynn O'Brien. She is a songwriter. And that last one, How Can I Give My Love Away, that was a response to what's going on in society. But you also write about kind of personal stuff.
Yeah, I definitely am a big proponent of vulnerability as a way to forge connection. And so the song Golden Ticket is about this moment being my golden ticket, you know, my way through, as long as I can stay present. The first few verses are about all the times I spoke too soon or waited too late or made mistakes. The last two verses are about all the things that may or may not happen in the future. And it's so seductive to try to live in the past or the future, but the chorus really anchors us in, this moment is actually all we have.
Why do you think it's so difficult for people to live in the moment and as opposed to just projecting the next thing and the next thing, or reliving the past things over and over?
Yeah, well, I know it's hard for me. I feel like we live in a really noisy culture, in a culture that's at all times telling you how you should be and what you should do, and look over here and look at this. And I think that we've developed addictions that keep us from the moment. So it's challenging. I think the most radical thing you can do is love yourself and be present in our culture today.
This moment is my golden ticket. No matter what road I choose. This moment is my goal.
Lynn, much of your work has to do with stuff you see in society or, you know, what goes on between individuals, but you are a performer. You were saying that you're especially fond of the way Leave Your Porch Light On came out.
Well, I love to sing the blues, and it's got a real sassy tone to it. And when I was recording at the Library Recording Studio here in Minneapolis, my producer, Matt Patrick, gave me some great ideas about how to slow it down and really sink into the groove. And then I put together a band and a chorus, a choir for some of the other parts. And Andy Nelson, who's a great local brass player, wrote the brass arrangement for it that it just hammers home this bluesy and very confident feeling to it.
Would you drop your plans? Would you stay up late? Would you talk me down from the ledge? Would you help me escape? Would you fight?
Lynn O'Brien sings her songs at the Lake Harriet Bandshell in Minneapolis Saturday night, August 24th. Steve Hobart is a special guest. Then catch Lynn at the Cedar in Minneapolis on September 15th, opening for the Finnish group Kardemommit. Information at lynnobrienmusic.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
Would you leave?